In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Joyous feast day. On this holy day of the Annunciation, we mark 9 months before the birth of our Lord, March 25th, December 25th. Today is the beginning of our salvation, we sing. Brothers and sisters, our salvation begins with life. It begins with the coming of life. As we sung, our God comes to us. Our salvation begins with birth, with conception, with life for the Holy Mother, for the Mother who brings God to the world. There's nothing like the Christian faith. There's nothing to compare to the message of the Gospel, the way God comes to us through the Holy Virgin, whom we learn and we believe was both worthy of receiving that life and was empowered, was prepared by God to receive that life. And her extraordinary life, her extraordinary act of participation in the salvation of us all, of bringing the Savior to the world, is a model of the life of each of us, in the sense that we must both prepare ourselves and at the same time be empowered by God's grace in order to live the life in God. As it says, I think it's in this article, there's a wonderful article in last Sunday's bulletin on the subject of the Annunciation by Father Michael Polsky, who explains and goes into the depth of why we affirm that she was worthy, that she was prepared, that she was not simply used by God, but she was able to be chosen by God because she was worthy. But anyway, in that article, I believe it says very simply, God saves man, but not without man. God saves each of us, but not without our participation, not without our preparation, not without our cooperation. That God's not ever going to force anyone in any way, but it must be freely offered and freely given. And again, she is that a perfect example to us when she says, in this great mystery of the archangel coming to her and telling her this extraordinary, mysterious, and unbelievable news, because this is the evangelismos, the announcement of the good news, that she would give birth to the Messiah, that she would give birth to the Savior, and not understanding, not comprehending, not being able to receive in full, humanly, the gravity of this message, she still says, let it be done. Let it be to me according to thy word. Let it be. Trusting completely, totally, knowing somewhere in the depth of her being that she was called to a special life of devotion to God, but no human imagination could capture what God had in store for her. But she said, let it be. Let me receive this news. Let me be open to what God has in store for me. And as Father Thomas Hopko, of blessed memory, would always say something like, and it was no picnic to be the Mother of God. Don't think that this was an easy journey, that this was an easy trail, that somehow that this would be all peaches and cream and flowers and light and joy. But it would be a difficult thing. It was difficult from the moment that Joseph realized that his betrothed is with child and not from him. And so already there was tension, there was doubt, there was strife that had to be reconciled. In an unbelieving world, And then they would have to flee to Egypt, being pursued by Herod's guards. Babies in Bethlehem would suffer and die because of the evil one trying to fight and destroy God's plan, though he failed. And of course, as we will remember soon in the weeks coming, her standing at the cross, her seeing her son, who was the holy presence of God to the world, being rejected by the world, and how that would pain her heart, and how it would pierce her heart, and that she would suffer to see. And again, seeing this great mystery of salvation on the cross, not being able to humanly comprehend what it all meant exactly at that moment of Golgotha, at that afternoon on Holy Friday, but being faithful, being present, being open to God, trusting in whatever the message would be. Indeed, according to our tradition, she was the first to hear of the resurrection. The Lord came to her. The angel cried to the lady, "Rejoice, your son is risen." That the angel came back and told her first before the women came to the tomb, that she knew, that she had been given knowledge, because she indeed deserved it. She is worthy. We rejoice in her and are glad for her this day. We rejoice for the salvation of us all, and we honor her greatly and deeply, and may her holy prayers strengthen us for the remainder of the fast and for the holy days ahead. May we suffer together with her at Golgotha, and may we rejoice together with her at the resurrection of her Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, glory be to Jesus Christ. Glory.